we have absolutely nothing to compare it to. The biggest blast in recent times was that of Krakatoa in Indonesia in August 1883, which made a bang that reverberated around the world for 9 days and made water slosh as far away as the English Channel. But if you imagine the volume of ejected material from Krakatoa as being about the size of a golf ball, then the biggest of the Yellowstone blasts would be the size of a sphere you could just about hide behind. On this scale, Mount St. Helens would be no more than a pea. The Yellowstone eruption of 2 million years ago put out enough ash to bury New York State to a depth of 67 feet, or California to a depth of 20. This was the ash that made Mike Voorhees' fossil beds in eastern Nebraska. That blast occurred in what is now Idaho, but over millions of years, at a rate of about 1 inch a year, the Earth's crust has traveled over it, so that today it is directly under northwest Wyoming. The hot spot itself stays in one place, like an acetylene torch aimed at a ceiling. In its wake it leaves the sort of rich volcanic plains that are ideal for growing potatoes, as Idaho's farmers long ago discovered. In another 2 million years, geologists like to joke, Yellowstone will be producing French fries for McDonald's, and the people of Billings, Montana, will be stepping around geysers.